I will say, I think the vote was that we could continue shiur next week on Monday and Tuesday. That sounds like a plan. I have one thumb up, at least.
Yeah.
Two thumbs up. Two thumbs up by the same person. That's Siskel and Ebert. Okay. I'd like to cover with you today, briefly, our Siman Shin Pen Iches and Shin Pei Tes. We'll try to do Shin Sadi as well. Shin Pei Ches is the din that an Aveil B'yomishon is Aser Lahaniach Tfilin. In other words, b'yom rishon an avel is not allowed to wear tefillin, but achar shetanei tachama b'yom beis you're allowed to wear them. The Shach quotes that there are some who are making yom beis even before hanei tachama, even after alos hashacha. You get an impression that the Shach holds that way. Now, the big issue over here with tefillin is found in the Pisrei Tshuva Sifkat and Aleph, and he's quoting from the Dagomei Revava, etc. The Mahari Tatz in his Chidushim on Perek Ezehu Neshech says that the only time when you're pater from tefillin is if it's both Yom Misa and Yom Kavura. Yom Misa and Yom Kavura, we know Avelos Yom Rishon is the Oraisa. If it's Yom Misa and Yom Kavura, according to those, Avelos Yom Rishon is the Oraisa. Says the Maritat, that's the Ptur of Tefillin. It's because it's Yom Rishon and Yom Kavura. However, the Dagomei Revava disagrees. And the Dagomei Revava tainas that the Ptur of Tefillin is even if it's Yom Kavura, that's not Yom Misa. Now that's a very common shaila. Let's say it's Yom Kavura, not Yom Misa. For example, the mace is nifter on Wednesday late afternoon, and the kavura is going to be Thursday noontime. Are you pater from tefillin on Thursday? So according to most mefarshim, against the Dagomei Revava, you're pater. The Dagomei Revava says that you're chayiv. Now, according to most mefarshim, against the Maritatz, you are pater. The Maritatz says that you're chayiv in tefillin if it's Yom Kavura, not Yom Misa. Good. The Cheshbin of the Dagomei Revava arguing on the Maharitat is based on what the Taz quotes over here in Sifkat and Aleph, and the Shach quotes as well. Let's say it is Shmua Krova. Right? Shmua Krova means that a person hears that the relative was Nifter, Toch Lamed Yom. Right, we pointed out already that there's a machlokas harishonim, whether the din of Shmua Krova is from Yom Misa or from Yom Kavura, which is probably telling the machlokas for Befal, Shapiro, and the Netziv, right? But Bekitzer HaMa'aseh, the Shach and the Taz say that even if it's a Shmua Krova day, you are pater from tefillin. Now, a Shmua Krova day is Al-Karkacha, not going to be Yom Misa and Yom Kavura. So this seems to be the raya that the Maharitat is wrong. Additionally, we Ashkenazim Paskin in Simin Shin Saditesa, if you'd give all that Avelos Yom Rishon is Durabonon. So to say that this entire din is based on Avelos Yom Rishon being Da'iraisa, so that that doesn't sound like it's reasonable according to the way we paskin. Good. Now, there are some poskim who recommend the minhag in the Breuer's Kehillah in Washington Heights is that, you know what, maybe the Maharitat is right. They say it's a suffix. And therefore, if it's Yom Misa that's not Yom Kavura, you should put on tefillin without a bracha. You should put on tefillin without a bracha. Because what could be bad? Like, what do you lose? Now, La Halacha, this is very questionable. And Reb Fivel Cohen alludes to this in the Be'urim and the Badei HaShulchan. It's questionable because what's the reason why an Avel does not wear tefillin on Yom Rishon? It's because tefillin are called Pe'er, and the Avel is Be'efer Karino, the Avel is like mamish and dirt. And it's a pasnisht if you're an Avel to wear tefillin. Now, according to that, l'cha'ira, the din is a din in avelos. It's an insult to the avelos. But there's another way of saying it, which is not that it's an insult to the Avelos, but it's an insult to the Kedushas HaTefillin. No? You ever thought about this, Farah? Maybe the idea is that the Tefillin have such an enhanced Kedusha that it's a passage for Tefillin to be on the head of an Avel. It's an insult to the to the Tefillin. Now, if that's the case, as an insult to the Tefillin, we could taina that it doesn't help to wear the Tefillin without a bracha. Now, if you're going to say it's like a suffix on me, so maybe, okay, put it on without a bracha, because you should marry tats. Rav Soloveitchik in the Shiurei HaRav, in Rabbi Konigsberg's Sefer and the Hilchos HaVelos, so the Rav was inclined that it's a din in the Tefillin. If it's a halacha on the Tefillin, we could argue that you should not wear the Tefillin on Yom Rishon, even without a bracha. If you look in the Badei HaShulchan, he writes on page Resh Mem Hei that I don't understand this. You see, Rashi in Ksubis says that it's not pe'er letfilin. No? Rashi in Sukkah, he points out, sounds like it's not, it's a din in the avel. But according to the Rashi in Ksubis, that's a din on the tefillin, so it's going to be usher even without the, even without, what's it called, even without a bracha. There's another reason why it might be usher for the avel to wear tefillin, and this was like my bar mitzvah pshetel, that goes back a long time ago. You see, when I was bar mitzvah, we used to speak about Shagas Aryeh at our bar mitzvah, no? So the Shagas Aryeh has a discussion about Hesach Hadas b'tefillin. Hesach Hadas b'tefillin means that when you wear tefillin, you're not allowed to be Mesiach Das. Now, what's considered Hesach Hadas b'tefillin? So the Shagas Aryeh in his Tshuva Tainas, that it's only Hesach Hadas. The Shagas Aryeh says Simid Lamed Tes. It's according to most Rishonim, Hesach Hadas is only if it's Chulkin Kalas Rosh. In other words, you just lose focus on your tefillin for a few moments. That's not Hesach Hadas. Skok and Kalas Rosh is. Now, the Lechora, the Cheshbin of the Levush and many Achronim, that the reason why an Ovel doesn't wear tefillin is because of Hesach Hadas, that seems against the Shagas Aryeh. If it's also out Hesach Hadas, so to put on the tefillin without a bracha also is a problem, because you're going to be violating an Avera, you're going to be violating an Aveira if you wear the tefillin without a bracha. So I think the minhag in most of the world, as opposed to Breuers, is that we don't follow the maritats at all. If it's Yom Kavura, not Yom Miso, we don't wear tefillin. The minhag in Yerushalayim, however, is that they follow the maritats. And only if it's both Yom Miso and Yom Kavura, they are not going to wear tefillin. So this... I mentioned this, these triplets in my community who lost their mother and then they lost the father within the same year. So after the father was nifter, the kfur for the father was Leil Purim in Beit Shemesh, and they went straight to Yerushalayim. So we mentioned that because of that, they went straight. Since they're in, they're going to be in Yerushalayim on Yudaled, they're potter from Megillah. What about the boy wearing tefillin in the morning? Does he wear tefillin? So at first I told him he should wear tefillin, because it's Yom... he should not wear tefillin, because it is Yom Kavura, not Yom Misa. The Kavura is at night, no? Purim night. So Purim, the next morning, he should not wear tefillin, because most poskim don't hold like the maritats. Then as I'm looking into it that night, I'm a little worried. I pull out the Mishmeres Machos. The Mishmeres Machos writes that the minhag in Yerushalayim is to follow the maritats. So this kid's in Yerushalayim, right? It's like a Maman of Shach. If you're going to get out of Megillah, you have to wear tefillin, no? So I told him he should put on tefillin without a bracha like the maritats, because Minhoge Yerushalayim are... I texted him, right? WhatsApp him, that he should put on tefillin without a bracha like the Minhog in Yerushalayim. There is a discussion about those who wear tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam. Do you wear tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam? Any of you wear tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam? Alicia is not. You do?
No, Alicia.
Alicia, right. Alicia's not here. He's already in Gush, by the way. Right? Alicia's learning in the Gush for summers, man. So, if you wear tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam, so most poskim feel you don't wear tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam during Shiva at all. Again, these are Svaras al pi Nister. My father told me that when my uncle was Nifter, I had an uncle who was Choshev a Belzer Chosid. No, my uncle Feivel was a Choshev Belzer Chosid. He got Mafter Yaina in Belz more than once, because the Minigim in Belz, like, you know, the Beis HaMikdash over there, Matisdorf. So my uncle got Mafter Yaina more than once because he was my great uncle, my father's uncle, because he was the oldest living Belzer Chosid. And the minig, and he was nifter like at 102. So during the first day of Shiva, my father told me he was there, and there was a chalukas hayirusha between the two brothers, between Sodik and Label, that Sodik got the Rashi tefillin and Label got the Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. So I didn't ask my father whether Label wore the Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. That's a discussion in the postgame. Do you wear the Rabbeinu Tam tefillin during the Shiva? Now, there is a discussion over here in Reb Kiva Eger. Reb Kiva Eger points out that there's a din that even though tefillin is usur b'yom rishon, but yom sheni, there's a din that the tefillin should not be worn b'fnei panim chadashos. Right? Remember, there is a parallel in halacha between hilchos avelos and hilchos sheva brachas, right? In fact, we, in a euphemistic way, we call Hilchos Avelos Hilchos Smachos. Correct? So, do you wear... So you're not supposed to wear tefillin b'fnei panim chadashos. Just like there's a din of panim chadashos by Sheva Brachas that enhances the simcha, there's a din of panim chadashos in Avelos that, so to speak, it enhances the Avelos. It feels worse when a new person who wasn't there previously shows up. And therefore, on Yom Beis, you should not wear tefillin b'fnei panim chadashos. Therefore, the halacha should be that on Yom Beis, you put on your tefillin in your bedroom or in some other room. You should not put on the tefillin in front of other people, because it's very likely that the people who will be there for Shacharis Yom Beis are panim chadashos. The world, the olam, as it's called, is not fully aware of this. And they put on tefillin in front of other people, that's a problem. Now, Reb Kiva Eger over here notes that this din of not putting on tefillin b'fnei panim chadashos suggests that you shouldn't put them on. Once they're on, ein tzarich l'chotzon, so putting it on in the side room would be enough. Reb Kiva Eger is inclined, based on the Rishonim, that the din of panim chadashos should be migimel ad zayin. Now, all 7 days of Shiva l'cha'ora, you're not supposed to put on tefillin b'fnei panim chadashos, and what that would mean is that all the days of Shiva, you should put on tefillin in the bedroom. Now, Reb Feivel Cohen in the Badei HaShulchan page, Reish Mem Vav, is mesupik. He says, one second, if you know that there are panim chadashos outside, ken zayin that it doesn't help putting on the tefillin in the bedroom. Because then you're putting it on al menas, as it were, to look at the panim chadashos. Okay.
Is that a din in pe'er?
It sounds like it's a din in pe'er. The whole din of tefillin is a din in pe'er. And it's a busha. Your avelos is enhanced, becomes deeper when you see panim chadashos, and it's a busha for the tefillin, or it's a pasnish, it's like shatnez, right? Rabbi Yitzchak Cohen, the way he says it over, it's like, you're wearing big day kahuna, and you're wearing sneakers. That's his nusach. Right? In other words, like, you're an avel, you're wearing tefillin. Tefillin is pe'er, you're an avel. Well, what's going on? It's like shatnez, it looks weird, right? But we could understand that as a din in the tefillin, or a din in the avel, we could understand that two different ways. Reb Feivel Cohen notes in the Badei HaShulchan Sivkot and Ches, Din zeh shchiach tuva v'lo ra'isi nizharim b'zeh afilo b'yom beis. Right, l'cha'ora, al kol panim, on yom two of the Shiva, you should put on tefillin in the bedroom. That even that might not help, according to Reb Feivel, if you know that there are panim chadashos there already. But okay, fine. Now there is a discussion. Let's say you are in what's considered avil yom rishon. So we pointed out that we don't hold like the maritats, even if it's yom kivura, not yom misa. That's avil yom rishon. What about if it's the first day that I'm praving avelus, the first day that I'm acting avelus, but the misa and the kivura was earlier? Mashal mahadavar dome. Let's say the kivura is on chol hamoed. No? Or the kfuras on Yontiv. Is that considered Yom Rishon le'inyan tefillin? So the majority of poskim feel that it's not considered Yom Rishon le'inyan tefillin. In Reb Akiva Eger here, he points out from the Elya Rabbah that if someone's nikbar be'yontiv, the first day after Yontiv, is not Yom Rishon, because we view like the Yom Rishon of Havelos was on Yontif. Since there's Dvarim Shebet Sinah, that's no Haig. And on Chol HaMoed, even, people don't know this halacha, but I've had a number of cases like this, that the Kvura is on Chol HaMoed, and then you're going to begin the Shiva after. You should really be Menachem Avil even on Chol HaMoed, no? The fellow's an Avel, just he's not praving Shiva. The Shiva will begin 7 days after, the Shiva will begin like right after Yontiv, and then you'll sit 7 days, or Yontiv Sheni will count as day one, etc. But the idea is that there are dinam of Avelos. I'll call upon them, since there's some dinam of Avelos, so Memela, it's not called Yom Rishon. Once it's not called Yom Rishon, once it's not called Yom Rishon, so therefore you should wear tefillin right after Yontif. Mr. Ryan.
If you wear tefillin on Chol
HaMoed. Let's say you wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So if you wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed like embroiders, so most poskim say, that's a discussion, that's a machlokus between the Elya, between the Magen Avraham and the Prima Gadim and the Rechayim. The Mishnah Brura paskins, if you wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, I think the Mishnah Berurah paskins that you do not wear tefillin if it's Avelos Yom Rishon. The Magen Avraham says that you do wear tefillin, but you don't make a bracha. Now, anyway, most people who wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed don't make a bracha anyway, like the Mishnah Berurah writes. The Ramah writes that they should make the bracha quietly, not out loud, that the Chazan should not make the bracha. No? Rav Schechter used to say that he used to daven in the Breuer's Beis Medrash on Chol HaMoed, because in the Breuer's Beis Medrash, they didn't remember the Ramah, and the Chazan used to make the Bracha and Tefillin out loud, and that way you could be Yotze. Right? But the Ramah writes that you make the Bracha, you just make it quietly. And Mishnah Berurah says, don't make the Bracha at all. So anyway, most Jews follow the Mishnah Berurah and don't make the Bracha at all when they wear most Jews who wear Tefillin on Chol HaMoed, you know, like the Oberlanders, no? You're an Oberlander? You are. And you wear a talus also?
Talus also, yeah.
Wow. Oh, now you're married, so it's a kind of a giveaway. But the Oberlanders, like the Erlauer Hasidim, right? It's like the one place in Yerushalayim that they wear tefillin and a talus on Chol HaMoed. In Yerushalayim, almost no one wears tefillin, besides the Oberlander Hasidim over there. Yeah. Talmidei Chasam Sofer. It's like a different religion. Look what we do. Fine. Just give me one more second. Rav Soloveitchik, by the way, paskind, like the Pashtus in the poskim, that there's no such thing as Yom Gimel being different than Yom Beis. And therefore, in Yom Gimel, again, the Rav felt, let me say it better, the Rav felt that Yom Gimel is different than Yom Beis, and Yom Gimel you're allowed to put on the tefillin b'fnei acherim. There is a question about whether we'll say Mixas HaYom Kekulo on Yom Beis. No? Mixas HaYom Kekulo requires, according to the Torah of Rav Soloveitchik, a malos, which means like something that's superimposed on the calendar. It's questionable whether that will apply on Yom Beis at all. Okay, let's go on. Simin Shin Pei Chesif Beis basically says that when you're wearing tefillin during Gavelos, you have to be very careful to have kavana and not to be mesiach das from the tefillin. Nirlofi in the Estaiti, that even people who are very frum and like to wear their tefillin for a long time after davening, to learn in the tefillin or something, but during Avelos, when you're mekabel tanchumin, after davening, you should probably take off your tefillin first, no? Because this din of se'if beis, that you're likely to be mesiach das, l'cha'ora, could happen. It could be like a zman of hesped and bechi. Sometimes people come to the Shachris Minyan during the Shiva and they'll say something about the Nifter that could move the Avel and you're not allowed to cry in the Tefillin. And again, we don't understand how this stems with the Shagas Aryeh, with my Bar Mitzvah Shadol, but Lameisa that none of you were at my Bar Mitzvah. In fact, none of you were born at my Bar Mitzvah. Imagine that, right? But, okay, what can we do? Fine, let's move on to Simin. What'd you say? What?
In the 60s.
In the 60s? My permits was not in the 60s. Yeah, how old do you think I am? I'm 80 or 85. If I'm 80 or 85, my permits was also not in the 60s. I would say that Yeshiva College graduates should know arithmetic, but you're a Karen Biavna graduate. Okay, weiter. Let's learn the Dinim and Simin Shin Pei Tes. Shin Pei Tes talks about the din of Kevisa and Gihutz. Now, if you remember in Shin Pei, right at the beginning, they mentioned all the dinim of Avelos, and the dinim of Avelos break down that there's dinim during Shiva, and then there's dinim during Shleishim. During Shiva, you're usher b'Kevisa. During Shloshim, you're usher in Gihutz. Now, what is Kevisa? Laundering. What is Gihutz? L'cha'ora, pressing. Now, the issue that comes up is the Gemara at the end of Tainis speaks about how in Bavel, their Gihutz doesn't really count as Gihutz, it's only like Kvisa. And in Eretz Yisrael, their Kvisa is so good, it counts as Gihutz. So, everything gets kind of complicated. The Mechaber over here actually tells us like some Arab words for what Gihutz is. Haven't got the foggiest idea. Anyone know what Sakol is in Arabic? Haven't got the you know Arabic?
Look it up on Google Translate.
What?
Look it up on Google Translate.
Google Translate. See what Sakol is in Arabic? I have no idea. I don't know what this stuff is. And La Halacha, Kibbutz is usher during Shiva. After Shiva, Kibbutz is mutter. And the halacha, what we have, even Gihutz, l'cha'ora should be like Kibbutz. And therefore, everything should be mutter la'achar Shiva. However, Tosfos on Chaf Gimel asks like a million stiras that although me'ikar hadin, Kibbutz should be mutter achar Shiva, there's like three or four Gemaras and Tosefta's and this and that that say that Kibbutz is usur achar Shiva. So Balei HaTosfos first work with their scalpel and their science of Gersology, and they change all of those makoros. And they say, oh yeah, when it says Kibbutz, it means Gihutz. Right? Like, it's kind of, right? It's like a flop of an answer. But that's what Tosfos says, the first approach. The second approach in Tosfos is the Riva. The Riva, by the way, is the earliest of our named Balei HaTosfos. The Riva died in 1133. That is early. That's before any of us were born. Right? So in 1133, the Riva died. The Riva writes that Kibbutz is usur kol lamed. That's what the Riva says. Now, the minhug is, me'ikar hadin, we don't follow the Riva, but the minhug is to follow the Riva. And that is found in the Ramah. The Ramah writes, achar zayin shari, v'ha olam nahagu bo iser, v'noagin sha'adam acher lov sham t'chila, v'achar kach lov sham ha'ovel, v'ha minhug ikar. Meaning that Kibbutz la'achar Shiva is usur mikayach minhag, And the minhag is not to do it, but if someone else wears it beforehand, it's okay. And the Shach notes that someone else wearing it beforehand over here means that you wear it for like a second, just a tiny bit, because we're trying to just solve the minhag of following the Riva. Okay. Right, sha'achas, right, is enough, and sha'achas, the Shach says, doesn't have to be sha'achas, it's zman ma. Any tiny amount of time is enough, because all we're doing is we are eradicating the minhag of the Riva. Now, the issue gets slightly more complicated. This took me a while to kind of put it together in a way that's intelligible for me, al kol panim. My father likes to joke that in Kegavna, that you say, if you daven Nesuch Sfag, you speak about Rosa de Shabbos. Rosa means that there's secrets. The secret is something that the Rebbe understands, but the Hasidim don't understand. But there's also something called Rosa de Rosa. Rosa de Rosa, the Rebbe alein fashtei nisht. No? Rosa de Rosa, even the Rebbe doesn't understand. So, I hope that this is only the Bechinas Rosa, not Rosa de Rosa, and hopefully it will even be Bechinas intelligible. But it goes like this. Shitas Rashi on Yutas Amid Aleph. And Shitas HaTaisus on Chafdalid Amid Beis. Now this Taisus isn't a Dibur HaMaschild Tosus. This Tosus says, Le'el Mizeh. The Tosus says, oh, earlier we commented. And that earlier he means, earlier in the sense of on... Earlier means that Rashi on Chafdalet Amid Aleph, but basically Shitas Rashi is that there is no Isser to wear Begodim Mechubasim. There's only an Isser to do a Maisa Kibbutz. When I talk about laundering, that means you can't do laundry. Doing laundry, I'm not going to ask how many of you guys know what this is, but doing laundry means you clean it yourself. You do the Maisa Kavisa, right? That for sure is usur during Avelos. Most Balei HaToisvus, most Rishonim, Ramban, etc. assume that the Isser of Kavisa contains a secondary element called the Isser Lilbosh Bigodim HaMechubasim. But Rashi's shita is there is no iser lilbosh begodim hamchubasim. Mishmeres Hasmachos notes that it's not only Rashi who feels this, but it is also Maimonides. The Rambam Perikei Halacha Gimel writes also that there is only an iser to do a maisa kevisa. There is no iser lilbosh begodim hamchubasim. Now, when I talk about the Isser of Maisa Kavisa, this Isser is really found in Shin Pei Tes, Se'if Dalet. Shteten Mechaber, Osir Toich Shiva Lechabes Ulahaniach. That you're not allowed to do laundry and not wear the laundry. Now, this means, by the way, the Ovel himself or herself can't do laundry. Let's say Bnei Bayis of the Ovel. Are you allowed to do your laundry? So, Reb Vival Cohen is Meiko in the Badei HaShulchan. Even though there's an Isser Melacha that we learned in Shin Pei, that B'nai Bayis should not do Melacha, but in Shin Pei, Se'if Chafbez says that B'nai Bayis are allowed to do Melacha that is called Tzarchei HaBayis. So B'nai Bayis are allowed to wash dishes, no? And doing their own laundry, l'cha ora, is going to be mutter out the same kula as washing dishes. So again, the iser melacha, which is if dalid, that you, the avil, can't do kevisa, what that means is you can't do it, but the bias are allowed to do it because it is called tzarchei habayis. Now, Isser number one, the Maisa Kavisa, L'cha'ora Yesh La'ayin from Se'if Beis. Mutar L'chabes Bigdei Ketanim Shemes Avihem. No? That you're allowed to wash the Begodim of the cotton. why you're allowed to wash the begonim of a katan. L'chori, you're an ofel. And there's an iser melacha on using your laundry, on using your washing machine. No? So that's a kasha. That's a kasha. So the Beis Hillel Taka says, then we say it's mutar l'chabes bigdei ketanim, that means someone who's not an ovel can do kavisa on bigdei ketanim. But the ovel himself can't. However, Reb Fivel Cohen has a kula. He says even the ovel himself is allowed to wash the bigdei ketanim because this is part of tzarchei habayis. The same kula that we say that the other household members can do it, you can also do it for the little kids who can't do their own laundry. Right? In other words, let's say the mother was nifteres, no? So the father and the kids are sitting shiva. The father is allowed to do... By the way, the kids sitting shiva? Kids don't really sit shiva, no? There's no chinuch anavelos. But, right? That's why you're allowed to wash the kids' clothes. But how am I... Right, I'm sitting shiva. How am I allowed to wash the kids' clothes? So Beis Hillel says you can't. It means that a neighbor can. But Reb Fivel Cohen is makel even that you can wash the kids' clothes because it's called sarche habayis. That's the din in the din one, the iser malacha of kibbutz. Din two, the iser of lilbosh begadim hamchubasim. So the din is the Pischei Tshuva in Sifkatim Beis says that la'achar shiva, it's mutter to have someone else wear the begadim for you, right? That's what the Rama writes again, which means that we could be make on the minhag like the Riva. But then he quotes a Mahari Basan in the Tshuva Slach Metoda. That the Mahari Basan is mekel, that let's say your shirt is so dirty, that or so sweaty. Poskim, we spoke about how they equate sweat to dirt. So then even toich shiva, you're allowed to wear a cleaned thing. Right? Now, l'cha'ora, the hesper of this in the Mahari Basan is as follows. If you look on Daf Chof Aleph, where they list the Isurei Avelos, they mention that an Avel is Aser B'Giluach, an Avel is Aser B'Rechitza. Frek Taisvis, how come they don't mention that the Avel is Aser B'Kevisa? How come it doesn't say the Avel is Aser to do laundry? So the Balei HaTaisvis answers that Kevisa is connected to Rechitza. It's like the same thing. Right? Whatever uses water, washing. You wash your face, you wash your shirt, it's all washing. No? That's what the Balei HaTaisvis answers. Comes along the Mahari Basan, quoted in the Pischei Tshuva Osbeis. He says, I got you. If you're telling me that Kevisa and Rechitza are fundamentally the same thing, so just like Rechitza is mutter, if it's not Rechitza shel tainug, I'm allowed to wash. If I'm dirty, let's say my face is all fashmutzed, right? So I'm allowed to wash my face, right? So who hadin Kevisa, if it's not Kevisa shel tainug, it's usher to do wash, to do laundry, or even to wear laundered clothing, Nitvi Rashi and the Rambam, it's usher to do that if you're doing it l'shel tainug. But if you're doing it not l'shel tainug, but you're doing it because it is so filthy, you're not like trying to enjoy, it's just that this is so fashmutzed, it's like your dirty face, so then it's going to be mutter, even toch shiva. However, if you read the Pischei Tshuva slowly and carefully, the Pischei Tshuva is saying it's mutter teich zayin to wash your super dirty shirt, providing someone else wears it before you wear it. No? The lashon of the Pischei Tshuva is imach l'tzarek gon shahachaluk meluchlach. What does it mean, al yedei kach? It means al yedei someone else wearing it beforehand. The Gesher HaChaim and the Aruch HaShulchan quote the tshuva of the Mahari Basan, Shelo B'diktuk. They quote that Mahari Basan is megal, that you can wash a really dirty shirt and even wear a freshly laundered, really dirty shirt, even if no one else wears it beforehand. Reb Fivel Cohen thinks that what the Aruch HaShulchan and the Gesher HaChaim say is more mistaber than what Mahari Basan himself says. Again, Mahari Basan says, I could launder a filthy shirt. There's an issa to wear freshly laundered stuff. Let someone else wear it beforehand. But the Aruch HaShulchan says, you could launder it if it's filthy, and then no one else will wear it beforehand. Says with Fivel, that's more mistaber, because if we're comparing the din of Rechitza to the din of Kavisa, by Rechitza there's no second din. Right? By Rechitza there's no din that someone should wear your face before you wear it. That doesn't make any sense, gentlemen. Nachum? Right? You're thinking about that one.
I'm thinking about how we allow Rechitza's called cook.
Rechitza, if you're really dirty, Rechitza's called a goof would also be mutter. That's what Rav Schechter mentioned in his Q&A, right?
Is it even with hot water or no?
If there's no other way of getting the dirt off, even with hot water, right? Clear. So this is interesting, no? Now, Lamay Nachmin and all this, I'll tell you. During Shiva, you wear the same clothing the whole time, right? Because you're not allowed to wear begodim, mechubasim, v'chayra me'ikar hadin, nitvi rashi. Are you allowed to change your underwear during Shiva? Pardon the question. Are you allowed to change your underwear during Shiva? For that matter, are you allowed to change your underwear to Shiva of mourning? No? The way Rav Soloveitchik put together the nihugim of the 9 days, 3 weeks. Tisha B'Av, is that Tisha B'Av is Shiva? No? 9 days is Shloishim. 3 weeks is Yud Beis Chodesh, right? That's where the Rav put it together, nachon? It's interesting that it's Avelos Yeshuna, so it goes in reverse order. Usually the most intense Avelos is right away, and then it dissipates over time, right? Over here, the most intense, right? By the 9 days, by Chorban HaBayis, by Avelos Yeshuna, it goes in the reverse order, which is the same svar that we spoke about with Talmud Torah, etc. So, Reb Fivel Cohen, Sifkat and Hay, Tain is that you're not supposed to change your underwear during Shiva, because there's an Isser Lobosh HaMechubasim. Right? You can't put on freshly laundered underwear. You have to, now, let's say your underwear gets dirty. Right, over time, the underwear gets dirty, no? So then I have the kula of Mahari Basan that I'm allowed to even wash the underwear. Now, if I apply the Aruch HaShulchan, I'm allowed to wear freshly laundered underwear without anyone else who wore it beforehand. If you learn like the Mahari Basan, you end up in this weird situation. I have a pair of Hanes, whatever. Would you mind putting these on for a few minutes? It's really weird. No? Really super duper weird. So Lecha Aira, I think that that works. Now, by the way, if you're doing the someone else wearing something during Shiva, the person has to wear it around half a day. If you're doing during Shloshim, it's just for a few minutes. There's another din later on in Shulchan Aruch. I think it's in Se'if Zayin. No, where does it say about Beged Chadash? Oh, Sif Gimel. The Ramon Sif Gimel writes that you shouldn't wear Begodim Chadashim al Ove Be'imo Kol Yud Beis Chodesh, no? Now, what's Begodim Chadashim mean? New clothing. This is why people don't go shopping. Now, it's interesting that if you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, Se'if Yud Aleph, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, in his opinion, this din of Begodim Chadashim is only if it's a Beged Choshev. Lecha'ora, that would mean a Shabbos suit, no? That's a Beged Choshev. a weekday outfit is not a beged chashuv, and therefore that would be mutter according to the Aruch HaShulchan. So you're allowed to probably go shopping for weekday clothing, Kol Yud Beis Chodesh, the Ramah doesn't apply, at least the way the Aruch HaShulchan says it. Now, that's the way the Mishmeres Smachos Paskins, where he quotes a Yesh Omrim that way. I should be careful, but that's what he quotes. Now, the Ramah writes that you shouldn't wear Big Day Shabbos all 4 weeks. For the first 4 weeks of Aveilus, you shouldn't wear Big Day Shabbos. Most poskim write over here that according to the minig of the Gra, that the Mishnah Brura Paskins, like in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, that on Shabbos Chazon you wear a Shabbos suit. No, the Ramah writes on Shabbos Chazon you only wear a Shabbos shirt, but you wear a weekday suit. No? But the Mishnah Brura says that the Gra was Metakin in Vilna that you wear your Shabbos suit on Shabbos Chazon everywhere on the planet besides three Yekes and KAJ wear Shabbos clothing on Shabbos Chazon. There are three Yekes and KAJ still who wear their weekday suits. That was the old minig. They keep minig Ramah. I think they're the last place on the planet. Now, our practice is that we wear Shabbos suits. What about during Shiva? Are you allowed to wear a Shabbos suit during Shiva? So I remember when my father was sitting Shiva for my grandfather. It was 84, so I was 10, 11. So I remember that Rabbi Wurzberger, who was our community rabbi, told my father that he should wear a weekday suit during Shiva. Now, this is already interesting. You see, I have Shabbos suits and weekday suits. What's the pshat Shabbos suit? What's the pshat weekday suits? My newest suit is a Shabbos suit. Suits that were a Shabbos suit 2 years ago are now a weekday suit, right? Or the way it works is that the suit that you spend $800 on is a Shabbos suit. The suit that you buy for $99, right, is a weekday suit, right? That's another way of looking at it. It could be that for us, since the Bible Cohen and Sukkot and Nun Dalet and the Be'urim over there, maybe the Musig of Big Day Shabbos doesn't exist. He tines that maybe Big Day Shabbos, when the Ramah says don't wear Big Day Shabbos, that means, you know, like among certain Rabbonim, all week they wear a short jacket, on Shabbos you wear a langa rekel. You know what I'm talking about? You know, like when you grew up, you know, you wear like a frock or Prince Albert, depending if you're a Lubavitch or you're part of the rest of the world. Lubavitches wear Prince Albert, someone else wears fracks. If you don't know the difference, you're just an Amma Oretz and I can't explain it to you. But the point is that it could be that the Musig of Big Day Shabbos doesn't exist for us at all, and maybe that's the pshat why we're making. Now this is already interesting. Because some taina that maybe we could be mekel like the Goyim say, because it's avelos befrahesia, but might not be avelos befrahesia for us. Right? The Goyim say it's avelos befrahesia. That's why in Shabbos Chazon the Goyim would wear Big Day Shabbos. For us, it's not avelos befrahesia. No one's going to know, right? Does anyone know if this is a newer suit or an older suit? I just told you the secret, right? So you know, but most people don't know. Now, even if you want to tie this Havelos B'Frahesia, you have to contend with the fact that the Shach writes in Simin Tov, Sifkat and Daled, that the Kula of Farhesia on Shabbos is only for Nehugim of Shiva. There's no Kula of Farhesia for Nehugim of Shloshim. According to that Shach, there is going to be no Heter to wear the Shabbos suit. But it happens that Rav Moshe Feinstein and most poskim, Rav Shechter told me that we don't pass them like the Shach at all, that most poskim say that the kula of Avelos B'Frahesia applies even to Nihugim of Shloshim Nitvi the Shach. Gentlemen, we should pray afternoon service. Thank you for listening.